If you happened to hear something on the show last night or last week, did you know that all the guest information and show information is available online at www.coasttocoastam.com? The webmaster Lex has posted everything, right down to the bumper music. Now also on the website is a service called Streamlink for about 15 cents a day. You can have access to live streaming audio no matter where you are, as long as you're close to a computer, as well as archived shows from the last 90 days. You can hear the show on your computer anytime you wish. Plus, you'll have access to George Norrie's Tuesday Night Chats. Get the inside story on the show and the inside story on what's going on Coast to Coast. Just log on to coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com. Now you can hear Coast to Coast AM on demand. You'll be glad you did. Here's what you missed on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
What would have happened had they not tried to bail out these banks? What if they just simply let them go? What would have happened?
I think we would have bottomed, and we would have bottomed hard. I think people are looking at the stock market as if we should be managing the economy to manage the stock market. We should manage the economy for how the economy needs to be managed, and the stock market and jobs will take care of itself.
Now we take you back to the night of December 7th, 1995, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Now, as you know, I read you a fax yesterday from Gordon Michael Scallion, who will be, I believe, on the show tomorrow night, assuming we're able to get through and do the interview as scheduled. He sent another fax, and I thought I would relay it to you. Art, many of your listeners called into our switchboard today concerning the state of my health. I'm just tired from long hours of intuitive work spanning many years and had to cut back on my work schedule. Thus, no 14 to 16 hour days or late evening interviews. I'm sure with proper rest and balance, I'll do fine. Appreciate everybody being concerned and the well wishes. Pass along my deepest appreciation to your listeners. Blessings, Gordon Michael Scallion. And he will be on the program, as you know, tomorrow night. Now, I have received from at least a dozen sources a story from San Diego that might fit in here somewhere. A world-renowned geophysicist in San Diego on a lecture tour was found slain, murdered, in his room at a downtown hotel. Professor Stanley Keith, Runcorn, 73 years of age, of Fairbanks, Alaska, suffered fatal injuries to his head and upper body at the San Diego Hotel on Broadway. That's the San Diego Police Department reporting. He was a pioneer in the theory of, get this, continental movement known as plate tectonics. Now, the man was 73 years old. So, you know, that's getting up there, and you can imagine he might die of one thing or another, but he didn't. He was murdered. Now, why would anybody, I wonder, want to murder a man who might arguably know more about plate tectonics and continental drift and movement than anybody on the face of the earth right now? Why would anybody want to murder such a person? Well, I just bet a few of you out there can imagine why. I thought you ought to hear that story. It certainly surprised me. Well, I've got a little more, and then we'll do some open lines, and then we'll do an interview at the top of the hour. Following that, it will go back to open lines, and we will do whatever you want to do. Very quickly, the 10 top ways to know the quickening is out of control. Let's see. 10, a great place to surf the Fortuna tsunami. 9, Gordon Michael Scallion becomes a travel agent. 8, You keep using South America as your return address. 7. Hale-bopp, crashing into Earth seems like a darn good idea. 6. No matter what you do, your eggs always turn out scrambled. 5. Your ATM balance reads 10.5. 4. You buy a Select Comfort mattress as a flotation device. Oh, boy. 3. You were on land, now you're on water. Coined by Art Bell. 2. Bob Crane starts selling satellite navigation compasses. And the number one reason, your neighbor keeps asking to borrow your boat. The top 10 reasons why, you know, the quickening has picked up speed. That was very nice, and I appreciate it. All I got was an initial as an author. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Art Bell Somewhere in Time on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from December 7th, 1995.